Our speaker tonight has significant roots here on Capitol Square. Mary Taylor was a member of the Ohio House of Representatives, an auditor of the state of Ohio, the first CPA to be elected as state auditor, before being elected the lieutenant governor under John Kasich. In addition to her duties as lieutenant governor, Mary Taylor serves as the director of the Department of Insurance and heads the Common Sense Initiative. It is truly an honor for me to introduce Lieutenant Governor of the State of Ohio, the Honorable Mary Taylor.
Good evening. It's great to be with all of you. Some old faces that I'm not talking about age, I'm talking more about those of us that are back here. Some, we have some returning. So I see a lot of faces that are familiar to me, some that I served with in the legislature when I had the opportunity to serve in this great establishment, this great building, doing the very important work that all of you will do. And I've met a few new people this evening, and I look forward to meeting more of you as we work together in the coming months and years. You are all here because you care about your community and you care about this state. And there will be times when we have differences, but there will also be a lot of times where we can agree. And I hope that it is in that spirit of we can agree because ultimately our goals are the same. Let's do the best we can for the people of the state of Ohio. And that's why you are all here. I believe that, and that's why I look forward to working with all of you in the future as we continue to move Ohio forward. So Wilbur Wright once said, if I were giving a young man or woman advice about how, I think I added that and woman part, a young man or woman advice about how they might succeed in life, I would say to them, pick a good father and mother and begin life in Ohio. Isn't that true? That is absolutely the Ohio that I was born in, and it's the Ohio that I believe best represents the American dream. And again, I think you're all here for the same reason. So for the past 15 years, I had the great honor to serve first as a state representative and then as auditor of the great state of Ohio, and then now as your lieutenant governor. And I have been working to remake Ohio the place of great opportunity, the place that I was born and raised in, and the place that I want my kids and grandkids to have the same opportunities that I had. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm from Northeast Ohio. I still live there. Yes, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan and an Indians fan and a Cavs fan, so I get to celebrate that way. And it's who I am. So if you're from Cincinnati and you're the other team's fan, I'm okay with that, but I am a Browns fan. I'm married. I have two sons. My sons now are 25 and 22, so growing up to be young men. I've had the great opportunity to enjoy public service, and I think that in the years that I've been here, the years that I have been out of the private sector, my goal has always been add value wherever you are. And I'd like to think that I am adding value in some way and helping to improve the quality of life for every single Ohioan. I can tell you with every decision that I make, I ask myself, am I making tomorrow better than yesterday? And I think you ask yourself the same thing. And that's really what's important about the work that we do. I've had the great opportunity to travel all across Ohio, and I've been in all of your districts at one time or another. And what I feel my main goal and responsibility is, listen to the people that I have the opportunity to meet with. Listen to them and ask them, what is it that will make their life better? What can we do to improve their life and the life of their families? And we get answers that we can do something about, and sometimes we get answers that's going to require a lot of work, which is why all of you are so important. One of the things that I have learned in the course of my life, and I was going to finish with this, but I'm going to just say it now. My father was diagnosed with cancer in 2012, and I was with him at the doctor's office when we learned his cancer was terminal. So you ask the obvious question, how long do I have to live? And the doctor said, well, we think about 6 months. The very first words out of his mouth, and I was sitting there next to him, I haven't had enough time. And so, of course, I was shocked, like you would expect a daughter to be, hearing those words about your father. And it didn't really dawn on me at the time, but since my father's diagnosis and then he passed in September of 2012, I have realized that every single one of us probably say that on a regular basis. I haven't had enough time. My grandmother lived to be 96 years old, and my father passed away at 71. And I am certain they both thought they haven't had enough time. So the lesson that that has taught me since those words were said, live every moment, every single moment making a difference, whether it's helping somebody, which you are all doing by serving, being important to your family, being important to all of the people around you. I have decided if that's the way I live my life, remembering that every moment is special and every moment counts, I believe that that's the only way to get to end of time and be able to say, I did the best I could and I lived a great life. And my father thought that, but I'm so appreciative of the lesson that he taught me because it really helps me do what I do every single day. I had the great opportunity to serve in the private sector. I'm a CPA and I worked in an accounting firm, and I got to learn a lot of lessons from all of my clients, all of the small businesses who I feel like I serve every single day in my capacity as the Lieutenant Governor. They taught me very important lessons. I felt often at that time I was on the other side of government, right? I was the one fighting the Ohio Department of Taxation, which I still do on a regular basis, even as the Lieutenant Governor. And I fought the IRS, and I know what government agencies do or can do to a business. And sometimes it's, you know, good stuff. Regulations are necessary and important, but sometimes they're overreaching. And I got to experience that with all of my clients, and so it really helped form the person that I am today, and it helps inform me in the work that I do every single day, especially with my Common Sense Initiative. Our job is very simple: make it easier to create jobs in the state of Ohio. We're not about no regulation, but we're about common sense regulations. We understand the responsibility to protect the environment, to protect the water, to protect the air, to have common sense regulations that protect people, that protect Ohio's workers. But I also realize you can do it in a common sense way, and you can do it in a way that's easier for businesses to comply. You don't have to be so difficult. And so that's what we do at the Common Sense Initiative. We work every single day to write regulations where we include stakeholders at the earliest point possible to listen to them and to understand what we're doing and how it impacts those businesses. And then at the end of the day, when that agency sends their regulations or rules over to the Common Sense Initiative to be reviewed, we look at their business impact analysis, and they have to justify to us that what they're proposing to do is either, number one, required by law, or there's some other requirement that they have to be writing the rule in the first place. But we also, they have to justify that what they're doing is not going to impact businesses too great, and it's not going to stand in the way of those businesses growing, being successful, and being able to hire more Ohioans. So for those of you that are new members, I would encourage you, if you have these kinds of regulatory issues in your district, I hope that you will reach out to our Common Sense Initiative. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. It's a thing. And we're serious about helping everyone that we can across the state of Ohio be as successful as they can be in this state. So again, please reach out to us, and we are happy to help. There's a lot of work to be done. I feel like we have made great progress in the last 6 years. And I feel like Ohio is in a much better place than it was 6 years ago. But there's a lot more work to do, and you guys will all work on very important things that matter to every single Ohioan. One thing that I've also learned is that the status quo is never acceptable, and I approach my job that way every single day. If I ask anybody a question and their answer is, because this is the way we did it before, not a good answer. And I think that's what all of you are here to do as well, to challenge the status quo. And that's really what helps makes us better. It will make our state better, and it will make the people who live here better. It will make their lives better. some of the challenges that I see kind of going forward, and there are a number of them, and you have all come here with important work that you want to do and things that you'll get done that are really important. But I've had the opportunity to meet with education institutions all over the state, businesses, and I still continue to hear that workforce is an issue, workforce training. What I am trying to learn is what's working and what's not. And where do we need to improve and where do we need to do more? I can tell you one of the things that has become clear to me, we need more career readiness training. And I think we need it in our high schools. And we probably need it in our middle schools. We need to start younger, making all of these opportunities available to Ohio students. And so there are places that that's being done better than other places. And what I want to do is take what I've learned and make sure that every student in the state of Ohio gets the type of education that is going to give them career-ready skills where they can go out and get a good job, or they can go on to college, whatever it is they choose to do. But I think we need to do more there. Infrastructure. And most of the time we use that word, we talk about roads and bridges and highways, which are all really, really important. But I also think, well, when I say it, I include the underground infrastructure, water and sewer. One of the most important things that we can do as a government is make sure we have clean drinking water, right? That's our responsibility, to regulate and protect our water. And I've been integrally involved with the Great Lakes Governors Association and have been working very closely on the important issues of protecting our great natural resource lake area and making sure that there's safe drinking water for every single Ohioan who takes water out of that lake, and that's what they use for their drinking water. So when we think about challenges and how we're going to fund important projects in the future, I am always mindful of the fact that we have underground infrastructure needs across the state of Ohio. I talked to a mayor, this has been in the last, I'd say, 2 months, and he says to me, I have a combined sewer and water system, and that's basically outdated and needs improved. It's a $20 million project. They don't have the money, and they don't have the ability to raise the resources in their local community. That's a challenge that, as state leaders in this room, we have to figure out how to help with that particular project. And so that's something that I may be talking to some of you or all of you about as we move forward into the future. And I guess this is the last item I will mention. Many of you have, again, your own items. The drug epidemic that we are facing in the state, it is as significant as the statistics tell us it is. Over 3,000 overdose deaths in 2015 in Ohio. That's over 3,000 too many. We've done a lot from an administration working with our colleagues in the legislature to help to address this issue. Unfortunately, it's a changing beast. So you start with cracking down, closing pill mills, and cracking down on the number of opiates that are being prescribed to keep them off the streets and only being used for the purposes that the prescription was written. And then you find that you have evildoers out there that are now turning to fentanyl and carfentanyl, and it's poisoning our kids, it's poisoning our families. This is an issue that is personal and emotional if you're dealing with it in your own family, or if you're dealing with it in with your friends, your church, your neighborhood. It's a very serious issue. But it's also an economic issue. And yeah, we can talk about the cost of this drug epidemic, and it's very costly. But everywhere I have been in the state of Ohio, I have had employers tell me, even if I get somebody who's completely qualified to take this job and they've made it through all the steps, too many times they can't pass a drug test, so I can't hire them. So it is an emotional issue, it's a personal issue, it's destroying neighborhoods, it's destroying families, communities, but it's also making it hard for employers to find good qualified people to be able to grow their business and innovate a new technology. And so it's something that continues to plague our state, and I know we're gonna continue to work on this, but I am committed, but I'm also convinced. It's not just a state problem, it's not just a state government problem. We all have to work together. We have to work with law enforcement, we have to work with community leaders, we have to work with church groups, we have to work with schools and coaches and teachers, and we have to work on this together, and I think we're gonna be able to make great progress. It's gonna take time, and that's frustrating, because every life we lose is one life too many. But I think that this is a challenge that Ohioans are up to. I think this is something that we can do. And there are some great things happening. Let's see, was I in Findlay or Salina? I think I was in Findlay, looking at Keith. They have a great program up there. They have a drug court that works very well with the local sheriff and the judge, and they have a great program. We have some great things happening across the state of Ohio to help address this issue, but we need to make sure it's everywhere in the state of Ohio, and that every Ohioan who has been consumed by drugs, we need to do what we can to make sure that they have the opportunity to fulfill their God-given potential. And so it is an issue I'm passionate about. I have friends who have lost children. I have good friends who have lost a son to a heroin overdose. As you can imagine, you know, everybody says good people. He was an athlete in college, and he competed in a state bodybuilding competition, and he lost his life to heroin. So we can attack this, we can tackle this problem, but it is going to take all of us working together. And I think that's like a lot of the challenges that we face. Again, there are going to be times when we have our differences, and they're not only going to be because you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican. We're going to disagree with, you know, I'll disagree with my Republican colleagues as well. But at the end of the day, if we remember why we're here, which is to do the best job we can every single day to make Ohio a better place, we'll find common ground, and we'll find areas where we can agree, and then we'll actually be able to work together to get things done. So I remember serving in the legislature. It was a great time. You'll meet a lot of great people who you'll be in touch with potentially for the rest of your life. And some of them are going to be on the opposite side of the aisle for you. And you know what? That's okay. I think we need to think about that and remember that. You're all good people sent here for great work. And if we remember that we all have that common goal to do what's best for the state of Ohio, we're going to get great things done in the coming years. And I really look forward to having the opportunity to work with all of you as we all strive to make Ohio a better place, a place where future generations of Ohioans will all individually recognize their own American dream. So it's great to be with you. It's great to see new friends and old friends who aren't aged old, but, you know, people that I served with in the legislature when I was here years ago. So enjoy your evening. Make good friends while you're here. Get good work done. And at the end of the day, you'll be able to say, I spent every moment doing the best I could. And that's the most anyone can ask of you. Thank you.